iRidge Audio presents Old Jews Telling Jokes, 5,000 Years of Funny Bits and Not-So-Kosher Laughs by Sam Hoffman with Eric Spiegelman. Read for you by Sam Hoffman, that's me, along with the original Old Jews telling their very own jokes. I will also read any jokes submitted directly to our website, oldjewstellingjokes.com. Photos of the joke tellers can be seen at www.hybridgeaudio.com/oldjewstellingjokes.html. A note of introduction. Old Jews telling jokes. It's a simple concept, one of those ideas where the name tells you everything you need to know. Like peanut butter, or Dungeons and Dragons, or autoerotic asphyxiation. Old Jews telling jokes. No-brainer, right? Let's face it. Jokes are funny. Jews are funny. Old Jews, funnier still. But like every success story, it was an uphill climb. Eric Spiegelman and his business partner Tim Williams were starting an internet content company, and they asked me if I had any ideas for a site. I said, yes, I have a great one. How about a site for social networking where you could reconnect with all of the people that you had spent the last 20 years trying to avoid? They said it would never catch on. So I pitched them my second idea, porn, as in pornography. We could just use the internet to distribute naked videos of all sorts of people having sex with each other in novel and interesting ways. They told me to stop being ridiculous. Why would anyone want to watch porn at home when you could go to a dirty, crappy theater in a horrible part of town and watch it with a bunch of unwashed strangers? I said, fine. You guys want to be like that? Here's an idea for you. Why don't we just go videotape my dad and his friends telling the same old jokes they've been telling for 40 years? And Old Jews Telling Jokes was born. All kidding aside, Old Jews Telling Jokes did begin in an abandoned storefront in my hometown of Highland Park, New Jersey, with a group of 20 of my father's friends and relatives. He cast people who he thought could tell a good story. And indeed, that's what it's all about. We lit the set carefully and shot against a plain white background to indicate that these were more than jokes. They were portraits. We also decided that no joke teller could be younger than 60 years old. We wanted a lifetime of experience to infuse these jokes. Old jokes, fairly or not, tend to be stigmatized. I think this has something to do with the way we naturally respond to humor. Things are much funnier when they surprise us. Therefore, the first time we hear a particular joke is probably the best time we'll ever hear it. To some immeasurable extent, it lessens in value with each hearing. Despite this, jokes, because of their ability to entertain, tend to last longer than other forms of oral communication. They get passed around and around, sometimes for decades.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?